The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
People in Ireland spent €365 million buying prize bonds last year. It is a fall from the year before, but it's still a huge sum of money. So we wanted to find out if they are worth the investment. And Leah McMahon is here now, Senior Financial Planner with Fairstone. You're very welcome, Leah. Good to have you back with us. So prize bond. First of all, tell us maybe what prize bonds are for the uninitiated.
Okay, so a prize bond is basically a state savings product that is 100% guaranteed by the state. So they are 100% committed to paying you back the capital that you invest. So typically what it's used for then, it's used by the Exchequer to fund government expenditure. So I suppose it's kind of a way of, you know, getting people to put, I suppose, invest in the state in the sense, but, you know, if you want to in cash, you know, after the minimum 90-day holding period, you can take out your
savings
again.
You'll get it back, but you won't get much more than what you put in.
No. So I suppose the incentive is that there is, you know, a weekly draw. So it's decreased. Like, there was times where like that you could win up to €1 million, whereas it's now, I suppose, the main prize is the 500,000. So there's weekly draws, and I think it's 500,000. There's a 50,000, and then typically kind of €75. So that's, I suppose, that's the incentive for purchasing prize bonds, that you may be in a chance of winning. It's kind of like a lottery where you can nearly reclaim the money that you spent on the ticket at any point. So I suppose outside of that, then there is a 1% interest variable rate on it, but the 1% is used to fund the prizes. So it's not that you get a 1% interest rate on it. So effectively, if you don't win a prize, you get 0%.
So you're staying flat if
exactly.
you don't win anything.
Exactly.
And is it individuals who can buy them, or can company entities buy them as well?
Typically it's a individual basis. Mm-hmm. Like, it's very popular, I suppose, with maybe previous generations. Like, they would have been really common christening gifts. I know my daughter got one for her christening 8 years ago. Communion gifts, kind of, they're a very maybe a grandparent style gift, I suppose, because they have been around so long. But I think nowadays, I suppose, the newest kind of generation, kind of, and the generation before that, they're more active investors. So it is, I suppose, previous older generations that we typically would see. Like, I think there's about 700 million invested in prize bonds, or prize bonds out there. But the total fund of the prize bond value is 4.5 billion. So we actually have a lot of money in prize. Yeah, we have a lot of money at 0%.
And I wonder how much of it is sitting there and will never be claimed back.
I would take a fair stab at saying,
a
good.
What odds do you have of winning anything?
So the organisers say you have a 1 in 5 chance of winning, because there is weekly draws. So, you know, if you think about it, there's 52 weeks in the year. Like, people tend, and that's the thing, they're a very, I suppose, in my eyes, they're a very short term product, because, you know, anything, you know, less, I suppose, less than 5 years is, I suppose, you look at options for short term deposit style or saving, whereas anything over the 5 years, it is an investment that you need to look at in terms of keeping up with inflation. So when it comes to, I suppose, like, what style, where you're going with it, you know, you have to really look at your goals for, I suppose, the savings. Why are you purchasing prize bonds? What's the plan with the money? Why are you holding money on it?
But if you are giving somebody a gift, maybe, you know, €20, yep, it might be a nice thing to do. But if you're looking at it as an investment tool, yes, it doesn't really make sense, does it?
No, not at all. Especially when you look at, I suppose, the different type of investments. And then again, it comes into your timeline. Like, if you're looking at, I suppose, the kind of 5, 10, maybe 15 years, you know, something pre-retirement, because obviously when you look at investments as a whole, if you were to just ignore the timeline and look at the, I suppose, the tax incentives and the growth, like, a pension is the best investment you'll get, because you get tax relief on your contribution. So either to 20% or the 40%, you'll get, you know, tax-free growth on the investment while it's there. Yes, on the other side of it, you do pay income tax, but generally majority of people in retirement are 20% taxpayers. Mm-hmm. So when you look at, you know, CGT is 33%, exit tax is 38%, you know, deposit interest retention tax is 33%. A pension, even though it may be taxable on drawdown, and that's ignoring the fact that you might get 25% tax-free, or you might get 1.5 times your tax-free salary.
Yeah, I have a listener here who says, I'm in my 60s and my mother bought several prize bonds for me and my siblings and our children over the years. She's no longer with us. No one has any evidence of these prize bonds anymore. And she's wondering, can we track them down now and cash them in? I suppose you'd have to get in touch with the prize bonds organisation. There isn't a huge amount of money involved. Could be a few hundred all told over 50 odd years. And this listener won €25 once many years ago.
And see, and this is the reality of it. So like, if you take, you know, if you take the example of like, you have 10,000 euro and someone says to you, why don't you put it in prize bonds? You know, you could win something. You're thinking, because so I think part of it is the thrill of getting the letter. And I actually do remember a letter coming in the door from my grandfather years ago. And when I say his hands were shaking, and when he opened the letter, it was 75 euro.
Yeah.
You know, and he, you know,
he was expecting
the big one. But like, if you're thinking, if you've 10,000 euro, for example, and you're looking at, do I put it in prize bonds? Because I suppose the security in it is that, you know, it's capital guaranteed. You know, the government has to pay it back. So you know that you're at no risk for that 10 grand. But that 10 grand, like, it's a capital guarantee doesn't eliminate risk. And like, what I mean is in the sense of inflation, like inflation over the long term is 2.5%.
Mm-hmm.
So if you put that 10 grand in a prize bond for 5 years, you know, in 5 years time, you know, maybe you haven't won anything, maybe you haven't gotten the letter in the door, and you take out that 10 grand, you won't see that you've actually lost 1,160 euro. Because the actual true because value of that 10 grand is just over 8,000.
We've a listener in Meath, Leah, who uses them as my weekly lotto. I've put some savings into them. If I win, great. If I don't, at least I get my money back. If I buy lottery tickets, I get nothing back unless I win. And this listener has been very lucky with a number of small wins over the years. And that's fine, isn't it? If that works for you in that way
100%,
and you're happy.
It's doing no harm. And like that, it's, I think the danger is, because I've seen it in the past, like I've seen clients that have 200,000 in prize bonds. And, you know, like that, if it's something part of the weekly, you know, like I would, you know, if it's buying a lot of ticket versus prize bonds, then yes, I would say absolutely
you
prize
bonds.
You can get
the
money
back. It's,
you know, and I suppose there's less people in prize bonds than there is in the lottery. But I've seen people hold substantial amounts of money on prize bonds, and the main kind of thing is that I suppose it's a lack of direction, or maybe it's a lack of kind of the financial literacy in terms of they're scared of investing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they know that they don't need the money immediately. They've kind of put it in their head that it's, you know, a nest egg, that, you know, it is for retirement. But they haven't considered, well, you can invest this in retirement.
Well, you have to get that money working for you.
100%.
In a sensible way. And if risk is your issue, you can go for minimal risk, but it'll still be working.
100%. Because even like when you look at deposit rates now, you know, from the short term basis, or even you look at the investment funds, for whether it's pensions or it's an investment savings plan, like the risk scale goes from 1 to 7, 1 being cash and 7 kind of individual shares. Like, you don't have to go to 7. Like, mm-hmm. you can go 3, 4 and 5 and earn something, you know, in terms. And like, I suppose a pension, saying that, you know, if you're in your 50s and 60s, you should be more inclined to be thinking about investing in a pension. I get it when you're in your 20s and 30s, you know, you're trying to buy a house like that. You're trying to buy a car. You're trying to build a life. It's very hard to put large amounts of money into your pension at that stage of life. But that's kind of, I suppose, where it comes down to your own timeline. But there's loads of different options than letting your money sit at zero. Like, it's hard earned. You pay tax, get the money into your hand, and then effectively you're telling the government, you can have this, you can use it as you wish, and I'll accept nothing in return.
All right, Leah, thanks very much for explaining it all to us. That's Leah McMahon, who's Senior Financial Planner with Castle Capital.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.